al professor Michael Calma, e al quale chiedo di essere abbastanza preciso del tempo. Va bene? Grazie.
Grazie. Esteemed colleagues, and friends, ladies and gentlemen, the aim of my speech today is to report about the prospect of implementing pathologic tools used in the Vienna Language Therapy School in order to identify a large number of pupils at risk of becoming dyslexic and non-achieving literacy. The diagnostic method is a painstaking patholinguistic analysis of various levels of the verbal production.
Scusate, vedo che qualcuno non ha la traduzione. Dovreste, cioè, probabilmente è meglio se la condividete con il vicino, ok, perché abbiamo fatto questa scelta, cioè il professore farà la sua conferenza in inglese, però c'è la traduzione precisa in italiano, seguitela. Poi se in seguito, ovviamente dopo la conferenza, ci saranno delle domande, le farete in italiano, io cercherò di tradurre, ok?
The themes of my speech are: first, today language pathologists' view of pre-literacy skills such as phonology, word retrieval, and digit span. Second, what about the other poor readers? Who are they? What is to be done for them? And third, and that's the core of the lecture, markers for reading writing difficulties or dyslexia on the phonological level of oral language. Around 100 years ago, the first educational institutions for language and speech impaired children in German-speaking countries were founded. The main emphasis of special education in the patholinguistic field at that time consisted in intervention programs and therapies for stuttering children and those with developmental speech or articulation disorders. Until the 17th of the last century, German-speaking countries dissociated speech or articulation disorders of spoken language from specific learning disabilities in the acquisition of written language. It wasn't until the distinction was made between phonetic, this is to say articulatory or motor expressive, and phonological disorders in the 70s, that an initial approach was revealed to potential linkages between educational speech language pathology and theory and diagnosis and treatment of reading and writing difficulties or dyslexia. Today, the German-speaking educational speech language pathology has a more differentiated view about pre-literacy skills. We see common roots of developmental disorders, either of oral or written language, especially in three fields: in phonology, word retrieval, and digit span. So let's start with phonology. When acquiring their mother tongue, children develop expressive motor articulation procedures for the individual speech sounds of that language. This we call the phonetic inventory. At the same time, they acquire a subconscious knowledge of sound structures comprising the language system. These are phonotactic rules. The children also acquire a general understanding that phonemes serve as discrete word markers, generating differences in meaning. This is the base of a phonological awareness. During the acquisition phase, deviation from the major phonological rule system are natural. We call them physiological. They may be described as phonological processes. In all cases, the child should have adequate mastery of a phonemic system by the time he enters school. If she or he still has articulation problems relating to phonological processes, one must assume his phonological awareness is not sufficiently developed. This is a strong predictor that the child's ability to acquire written language and achieve literacy may be compromised in the form of reading and writing difficulties and dyslexia. Phonological awareness is a cognitive, hierarchically developing capability in order to recognize and to employ the discrete functions of critical features of verbal speech within various levels of usage. For instance, the function of contrasting features within a phonemic system to signify differentiation in meaning. Imprinting the sound system of a mother tongue in combination with nuanced analytical and decontextualizing skills enables an implementational or linguistic treatment of even smaller segments in subsequent language development. Following maturation, reference to phonemic segmentation can be dispensed with, redirected instead to any other retrievable set of reference and or prosodic features. Metalinguistic reflection is now possible on a very high level. Maturity of phonological awareness is at the same time a consequence and a conditional prerequisite for the successful acquisition process of written language, though perhaps not the only one. This capability is a precondition for the phonological or alphabetic or phonetic strategy used when starting to learn a phonemographically derived written language. It provides a child with the necessary insight in the increasingly automatic use of phoneme-grapheme relationships. The early promotion of phonological cognition simplifies the acquisition of the written language. Let's come to word retrieval. You know it as well under the term slow versus rapid naming. Is this a part of long-term memory? If a child displays very significant chronological delay in retrieving words from his vocabulary, this is a leading symptom of and risk indicator for dyslexia and reading and writing difficulties. I quote Janssen, "Children with reading difficulties often have weakly marked representations of such connections and cannot retrieve them as quickly as good readers." This difference can be observed not only in the case of rapid naming of letters, but also in the case of naming of image objects, numbers, or colors. Unquote. Delayed retrieval from long-term memory is a good predictor of future problems as well in acquiring the written language. I quote again Janssen. "According to various longitudinal studies, There are significant links between faster retrieval speed during the preschool years and readiness to acquire the written language." Unquote. So if a child displays a repeated abnormal retrieval behavior, like when the child says, "Oh, this is on the tip of my tongue," or "I know what this is, but I can't find the word," the tester may be to arrange for special assistance to be provided at an early stage. Sorry. Let's go to digit span. When a child reads or writes sounds and sound sequences, or graphemes, morphemes, and words, must remain stored long enough in his or her working registry until the word has been written or read completely. There is a high correlation between normative achievements in reading and writing in educational settings and memory span measurements of preschoolers. Because of lack of time, I can't even sketch other cognitive impairments which are possibly related to problems in acquiring the written language and acquiring the written language or dyslexia. Dyslexia is taken serious, at least by us. But what about the other poor readers, which are not dyslexic? A good 20% of children in a given school year have severe problems in acquiring the cultural tools of normative reading and writing. Not all of them suffer from classical genetical cause developmental dyslexia. There is among the group of poor readers from a partly dyslexic a further subgroup of children with delayed maturation of phonological cognition. This is not only caused by genetic factors, but also through prolonged impairment of peripheral hearing in toddlers due to recessive inflammations of the middle ear and undiagnosed hearing disabilities, sometimes even mild. Often this is the case in immigrant children. Among this group of children, weakness in phonological cognition due to their peripheral hearing impairment led to difficulties even in learning the alphabet and in the first reading attempts. But many children develop compensation strategies, long awaiting the attention of parents and teachers, only manifesting symptoms of dyslexia in the course of the first or second grade, sometimes not even until the third grade, when an increased tempo is required in reading for comprehension, as well as in mathematics and in the core curriculum. Other symptoms include critical writing errors, which even appear for the first time at the secondary level of education only. In the classroom environment, both groups, the genetically conditioned and those with peripheral auditory impairments, display the same symptoms and respond equally well to therapies based on the promotion of phonological cognition. In addition, characteristic speech impairments like phonological processes often appear among both groups, which are reminiscent of a speech of 3-year-olds. We call it baby language or baby talk. Later, I will describe in detail these errors in articulation, which we use to identify children at risk before they start school and to uncover reading and writing difficulties or dyslexia experienced by school children, but hidden through their compensatory strategies. The various failed attempts at linguistic and social integration of immigrant children are the background for the growth of another group of poor readers. As the well-known program for international student assessment, the PISA study, has shown, children whose language one is not the language of instruction at their elementary school are among the most disadvantaged, with high dropout rates in our schools and colleges. The fact that they account for a very high percentage of a special school population also points to this clearly. One of the main reasons is that immigrant children and their families often lack sufficient mastery of the spoken and consequently the written language of their adopted country. In their attempts to develop competence in the host language, they face many obstacles, social, motivational, cultural, psychological, political, but mainly linguistic problems. These immigrant children are to expect to integrate and to achieve cognition of the phonological system of a target language of instruction, which they have only processed in the mother tongue, within a short period of time, even when they have only lately begun learning the target language. The earlier they master the new language, in addition to the mother tongue, the more easily they succeed on average. However, prerequisite is the normal progress in the mother tongue, which is not always the case.